Track 7. Northern Ballet bring the legend of Merlin to life through spectacular sets, costumes and mind-boggling special effects at Norwich Theatre Royal from the 12th to the 15th of November. Northern Ballet's Kevin Poing reveals the moments that make this spellbinding show unforgettable.
Can you tell us a bit about you and how you became a dancer?
My name is Kevin Poing. I am a leading soloist with Northern Ballet and I play the title role of Merlin. I started dancing at the age of 4 when my parents decided that it would be good for me to put my energy into dancing. My mum always wanted to become a ballerina but never could, so I'm glad I've made it happen.
You danced this role for its premiere in 2021. What was your reaction when you originally found out you'd be playing the lead role of Merlin? And what was it like working with Drew McConney?
It was very special to create the lead role of Merlin. It's not every day that you get to have an iconic character created on you, so I'm very grateful. Drew McConney is a dream to work with. He's such a humble, talented person, which made the whole process a breeze.
There's lots of magic and illusion in the show. Do you have a favourite moment to perform?
The whole show is filled with amazing moments that make you ask yourself, how could they have possibly done that? We worked closely with Chris Fisher, who did all the magic and illusion effects for Harry Potter and the Cursed Child on the West End. I would say that my favourite moment would be the scene where I am showing my anger with a fireball, which looks like I'm throwing it about the stage. But there is a whole illusion behind it that, unfortunately, I can't reveal.
Merlin's journey is all about learning to accept what makes him different. Does that part of the story resonate with you?
Merlin's journey really resonates with me because when I was younger, I really struggled with the idea that my height would restrict me in my career. It actually was one of the differences that made me want to succeed, to prove that dreams come true if you believe in yourself.
How do you get into character before you go on stage? Do you have any pre-show rituals?
I don't really have any rituals, apart from maybe having a power nap before putting my makeup on. I also do a short barre to warm up before the show.
If you really had magical powers, what would they be and what would you do with them?
If I had magical powers, it would probably be teleporting myself into the past to spend some more time with my mum, who passed away when I was young. But also, maybe the power to fly. Can I have both?
What do you hope audiences will take away from this production?
I hope that the audience can take away the importance of family and belonging.
What are you most looking forward to about performing in Norwich? Do you have a favourite place to visit?
Norwich is one of my favourite places to perform. The city is stunning with loads to do. My favourite place to visit would be the Belgian Monk for its mussels and, of course, Belgian beers, which are delicious.